train. Where's the train?
That was filmed on a night just like tonight, kind of cool. Welcome to Voices Carry Live. Those leaves don't exist anymore. They're all in the ground. Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. Voices Carry Live is a podcast that belongs to you. We market this towards Cary, Illinois, to the residents of Cary. Right now, with Facebook, social media, not just Facebook, but just social media in general, I think the conversation can be better. I have kids, and I'd like to see us be a strong community. No matter what the nation or the world throws at us, we can come out on top. Not just say that, not on top, but just be strong. You know our neighbors, and adapt, achieve, and overcome, like the Marines say. I had a family day at Chuck E. Cheese, so I've had the most soda I've had in the last. I don't drink soda or pop, whichever you'd like to call it, regularly, but I have this cool collector cup from the Chuck E. Cheese. His middle name is apparently Entertainment, according to their website. But they got rid of tubes. They got rid of tickets. They got rid of tokens. They got rid of animatronics. So yeah, it was a fun time. The kids don't know what they're missing, but it'll be back one day. Just like we'll be building shopping malls again one day, I think. You know, people want to be collaborating together again, and we'll be building shopping malls. Indoor malls will be probably a thing again, just like how this flannel shirt will be popular and in style again one day. I don't pull it off too well. I have my Chuck E. Cheese sticker here. And we got the Blueys. The Blueys are joining us. These are the backup Blueys. We still have all of them. So if my children lose any, we can seamlessly integrate a new Bluey, just like it never even happened. I put together a nice Friday little packet of local events. It started off slow when I was doing research. Everybody's getting in the weekend mood. They didn't really put a lot online today. But I cobbled it together. So, there goes a train. You can hear the train. This studio is right next to the train tracks in Cary. So it feels like the Blues Brothers scene where the L passes every 4 minutes. And it's the lease for the studio is one, it's called a gross lease. So everything's included, including the electricity and the gas. So I don't turn the heat on. So it is quite chilly in here, just to be nice to my landlord. Because I do know I know the feeling of getting bills, and I don't like that. So even if it is a gross lease, I still try to play nice. So let's dive into local events. Cary Grove High School Booster Club, congrats, boys! Well done. This was a hockey team. I don't see a lot from the hockey team online, so I wanted to give them a shout out, even though this was November 10th. Says you are looking at the champions. The varsity boys went 5-0 this weekend at the Fox Valley Fall Classic Tournament in Appleton, Wisconsin. Congratulations. The Cary Park District is hiring at Sunburst Bay Aquatic Center over by the high school. Looking for a fun and rewarding summer job? Sunburst Aquatic Bay has openings for a lifeguard, admissions, snack shack. So if you are looking for a summer job, they are putting the feelers out there to get a team assembled. The Cary Park District, only 8 spots left for the JC's Park tree decorating event. Gather your crew, family, friends, clubs, businesses, or neighborhoods, and claim your tree to light it up on the holiday trail. Begins December 7th. Registration closes November 23rd. It is $25 a tree. You do not get the tree at the end of it. I don't think they'll find that. They wouldn't be too fond if you took the tree with you. But they do supply electricity to each tree. And gets a personalized sign. And Voices Carry, when I saw this, we secured our tree. So we will be taking suggestions of what to put on the tree or how to decorate it. So if you want to comment below or do voicescarry@proton.me, that's our email. You can send us anything, business announcements, questions, shout it from the rooftop. That's what we'll do. It will not fall on deaf ears. So if you want to submit what you want it to be decorated as, I don't think we'll put these lights on it. This is an old Christmas set of lights. I don't think that would turn out too well. But yeah, let us know what you'd like to see on our Voices Carry tree. Village of Carry, Illinois posted residents across the region can make a real difference in improving traffic safety by pinning troublesome areas on a digital map that will help inform countywide safety action plans. Visit the Safe Travel for All website. Click on the county. I went to this beforehand. I didn't put a button on my control thing here, but I was gonna go through the website. Does not feel like a Friday thing to do. So I will not I will not put you through the safety action plan website on a Friday, but I'll have that. I'd say if I printed out the website about 3 or 4 pages, it's more consolidated than that one action plan that we went through for the Vision Zero. But it is nice to see that they're getting feedback from the community of not just their statistics, because there are blind spots to where they think might be an issue versus what a resident might think is an issue. So it's good that they're putting feelers out. Cary Grove High School Booster Club posted looking for some swag. Order online. It's a playoff online store, so get your swag. Local business spotlight. Cary Apothecary. You can see the Tammy, the owner, below on the left. And then that's her shop right there. It's right next to the Cary Dairy on Cary Algonquin Road. I get my soap from them. They order stuff from local vendors, such as Algonquin, Barrington, Cary, Crystal Lake, McHenry, Woodstock. And they have a big selection of stuff. So even just taking one thing out of just one item out of your shopping list that you would not even think twice about from the Jewels or the Walmart or the Costco's. Just one item to start off with, and then go in there. All their stuff, there's no funny business going on in their stuff. So there's no like weird ingredients. So that's what I like about that. So congratulations to Tammy on opening Cary Apothecary. And that was right next to the Cary Dairy, so I wanted to throw this in there. The Cary Dairy has 'tis the season for the Red Kettle Sundae. 10% of every Red Kettle Sundae sold will be donated back to the Salvation Army. That's premium vanilla soft serve loaded with creamy cheesecake bites and sweet cranberry sauce topped with a homemade whipped cream and served in a festive white chocolate dipped waffle cone with red sprinkles. Very tasty. The last podcast we had, we announced that we will be tracking Santa on Christmas Eve here in studio. and remote with the help of NORAD. If you would like to be, if you have a business in town or an organization and you'd like to us to film remotely live on Christmas Eve to be sure that Santa's welcomed, if you have any lights or anything or decorations to welcome Santa and his reindeer in, we're going to be doing live remotes. So if you would like to be on the list for us to do a live remote from your place of business, home, wherever, let us know at voicescarry@proton.me. This was the Aldi Shoppers of Cary Facebook page. And they say that advent calendars are now in. I'm going to be doing, here's another photo. So that's like a dog sweater or a pillow. Let me see. Oh, it's a dog stocking. So I was thinking about it, instead of just relying on this Aldi Shoppers of Cary Facebook page, I was going to do snapshots of the Aldi Isle of Shame, of where we all try to avoid, but we end up getting sucked into and buying things. Like, I got a waffle iron for every room of the house. I have a coffee grinder for the basement and the attic, and candles. So there's a whole bunch of stuff we can find there. And I was thinking, like, we'll make a segment and have a snapshots of the aisle. And it'll give you a idea, like a pre-plan. So you can go in there and it won't just be an afterthought. You will know that you will need another coffee maker. You do find some pretty, there's actually some stuff in the studio that was very useful that I found on that aisle. The Village of Cary, official X page. Their last post was June 22nd of 2023. The town of Cary, North Carolina, actually, because I subscribe to them because they do a lot of fun stuff. It says it's time, in honor of Mariah Carey and the holiday magic that she brings each year, Cary Mayor has proclaimed that the Village of Cary will be spelled with an E for one day in the honor of Mariah Carey. And that was on November 1st. One sweet day. So I thought that was fun. And then the Illinois State Police wants to warn you, with the time change that, and with the weather being colder, deers are out and about. So be on alert of deers in the roadway. And then I found this, this should be taken seriously. The McHenry County Sheriff says, scam alert. But then it gives this cryptic URL that they want you to click on for more information, which I did not click on it. I think this was just an accident. I'm sure it's harmless, but sometimes there's like platforms that you can post, and it broad, like our broadcast right now, we're broadcasting to live to Rumble, X, and YouTube, eventually Facebook, once we get enough. You have to have 100 followers on Facebook, it's a little harder to grow an audience because I only focus it towards Cary, but which is good, when you have a platform like that and it posts to multiple platforms, sometimes it gives you a weird link. So I thought that was topical there. And the Illinois Department of Transportation, winter weather is quickly approaching. and we've got everything you need to know to track snow and ice conditions in your area. Gettingaroundillinois.com. Another URL that you have to be careful to view our current conditions, maps, and travel information. So that we'll be doing next week, we'll be doing stuff that you should keep in your car for weather emergencies. We'll have it just like the news programs do, without the self-promotion aspect to it. But I was going to go to Ace here in Cary and just pick up some things that I think you should have in your car, so you and your family can be safe in the event of getting stuck or needing stuff on the roadway. And then I like to end on a few for Friday, a few funny photos. This was a billboard that Blockbuster, the rental video chain that once existed. It says Netflix has an algorithm, we have a callgorithm. And this shows, I was gonna go into the metaphor, Randy's metaphorical corner for a little bit with this one. It kind of shows I think tradition is very important in organizations, but then it should also you should be nimble enough to pivot. And this is a great example of being too stuck in one lane. And I think you could have had the best of both worlds with personal service and an algorithm. So it's not about saying anything is evil, like technology is evil. It's about still being true to your roots with the values of customer service and personal service, but then also being able to pivot, and not only in a business sense, but also in a other areas as well. And then I don't know how many of you had a ball like this when you were younger. It's like a Nerf foam ball, but there was always a bite taken out of these. And I saw this and I thought it was funny. I think we can all think back to having one of these balls, and there was always a chunk missing, whether it be from a dog or your self-interest of just picking at it. Let's try the cat. That worked. I dialed up the volume a little bit on that. I was gonna play the game here. We have behind me, it's an arcade game I picked up, Pennies on the Dollar on Facebook Marketplace. And I fixed it up. It was one of my favorite games traveling with my wife before we had kids at like rest stops and stuff. There was one stretch of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, every single serviced area, you know, like on a turnpike, they have like designated stopping areas to where you can't get off without paying, but they have a Sparrow and gas for your convenience. This was at every one of them, and I enjoy it. And I have not won it on air yet. Every time I've played it, so I'm gonna try it again. So the concept of the game is that you have a ball here. It's like a ball bearing, like a pinball, and you put it at the bottom. There should be a screen here. Put the quarter in, and then once the ball comes out, you have a certain amount of time to rock this back and forth and slowly move it up here, and there's like a little obstacles in the way, and you have to get it up in the top, and I've not won it on air yet, so we're gonna try it. Thank you. Nope. Better luck next time. That's entertaining TV. Are you not entertained? Yeah, that was a nice Friday collection of local events. Once again, congratulations to the Cary Grove hockey team. And yeah, that's what we do here. We do this for like I said, it's marketed to Cary residents, but then also, like, I know the platforms that we're on, we're not just hitting Cary residents. So if you do see this, try this in your own town. You know, I have this fancy moving camera. It's not really fancy. It's just a moving tripod with a regular camera on it. But you don't need all this. You can do this on your cell phone. This is just to have an interest in our community. And we do live streams of the village board meeting. And it's not to play gotcha games. It's just to, you know, what's going on. And we have an interest. You know, we all have busy lives, so it's really hard for us to get involved. We all have, most of us, you know, we have children. We want to see it in a successful town and move back with their families when they get older. And so we're trying to lay the foundation for something strong. And I think we're on the right track here. So I have the ability to move in, to have three more microphones on here. So eventually I'd like to do a round table, get in local business owners and interview them, and you know, local residents. Oh, so that's in its give me a quarter mode right now. I usually have to hit play and then, so it doesn't keep doing that. But one of my first dry run before all this was set up, it was just me in a chair that I found before this table and everything, and it was had the rough setup of the studio, and I was going through like how the show would be set up and its message, and that kept going off, and I was like, well, we can just integrate it into the show. But then I found out how to make it not turn on every like 20 seconds, because it's hard enough listening to me, let alone hearing that every 20 seconds. It's a nice late edition. It's 10:10, Voices Cary Live After Dark. And thank you for joining me for this episode on the Friday. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. I hope you enjoy your weekend. And thank you for joining me. And it's an honor to join you wherever you may be watching. So thank you. And we will see you next time on Voices Cary Live on Monday.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Now on, you play nice.